This is Audio Canvas. I'm Elise Fitzsimmons. Each week, I will take you into the workshops of artists at Anderson Ranch Art Center during its historic 50th anniversary. We will hear how the artists are contributing to the Anderson Ranch Summer of Excellence. This week at Anderson Ranch, I met with twin brothers.
I'm Nikki Haas, and I'm one of the Haas brothers.
I'm Simon Haas, and I'm the other Haas brother.
They self-describe their work as
psychedelic, I guess, socially engaging, philosophical, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
In their LA studio, they make whimsical gold mushrooms with beaded caps that soar 8 feet into the air, furry horn day beds with bronze paws, hand-thrown ceramic creations, and brightly beaded fanciful creatures.
I would say that our work is a direct expression of what we're feeling like.
It's definitely pretty insular. We spend a lot of time with ourselves in our studio and with our staff. Like, it's really a family, the way that we work inside of our studio. So it's almost like a closed system. It's like an island of art. It's kind of like the Galapagos or something, where there's things that are evolving and changing, and sometimes they don't make sense outside of the studio, but inside the studio it makes a lot of sense. And I think eventually it comes around to the people that are perceiving it as well. So. Mm-hmm.
The Haas brothers entered the art world through a more practical medium.
But we did start out as kind of as cabinet makers and then pushed into furniture and then just kept changing. I mean, our stuff always changes and we don't resist that. So it has been classically kind of hard to describe what we do in the first place.
Furniture was a good way to take something that had established rules and turn them on its head.
Furniture, believe it or not, is pretty conservative. So it's not hard to add something to it that makes people go like, oh, what? Or resist it or try to make you feel like you're doing something wrong. And I think for the both of us, as soon as we feel like we've put our finger on the sore, you know, we push a little bit harder if people resist because it's fun because it induces change.
At Anderson Ranch, they're developing their skills using the facilities in many different ways. Here's Nikki.
I'm pretty much strictly wood carving, and I'm spending lots of time just talking about philosophy and what it means to be an artist.
Simon is working with Liz Farrell, Artistic Director of Painting, Drawing, and Printmaking at the ranch.
She and I had an incredible rapport from the start, and I have focused completely on printmaking with her. She really pushed me. She really likes graphic work and color, which is something that I'm into also, but haven't explored that much. So she really helped me open up that part of myself, which is really cool.
The twins have brought with them members of their team.
The Haas brothers is actually more like a collective. We are guiding a group of young people, and our team is always being creative. They really inform a lot of our process, so to leave them behind wouldn't make any sense.
That's good. Good for them to learn here as well. Yeah. And they'll all have their own individual careers eventually as well. They're all really hyper-talented, so.
Which we encourage.
Yeah. Oh, man. Way better to be, like, the person that helps somebody with their career than to be the one that's, like, pushing them down with your thumb so that they can keep working for you. Like, that's just a bummer.
Together, they are creating ceramic works that are their largest to date, thanks to the size of the kilns available at the ranch.
This is what we have in our studio. That's it. So when we came in here, we were like, what?
Yeah. We're going to fire this one. For the big one.
Right.
So this is just a standard downdraft gas kiln, but it's amazing because it has a 5 foot high and 4 foot wide clearance, so really changes the scale of what we can make.
The ranch is not just a place for the Haas Collective to develop their technical skills, as Simon explains.
I mean, it's all about making without judgment, and that's important. It's something that I did, like I went to RISD. There's a lot less judgment here, and that has made it really, really cool. And I think a good experience for our team too. Some of them didn't go to art school, and so they're getting like art school without the bite, the the bad bite.
Yeah, there's lots of energy, there's lots of community, there's lots of knowledge that you can draw from here very quickly. Like, we've only been here a little over 2 weeks, and it's already like another community that we've sort of dipped into, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And we've made, you know, lifelong friends here already, you can tell.
Catch the Haas Brothers at the Anderson Ranch Summer Series, featured artists and conversations, on August 11th. For the full interview, pictures, and more information, go to aspenpublicradio.org.